Welcome to Western Standard Time. This is Big Ben. And while Kyle K. Wynn is gallivanting around Poland, all of Europe, in his international tour, Volume 2, I'm holding it down here with James Rehorn, our guest for the next few weeks. You got Pac-12, Week 12 right in front of you, and it's happening right now. You are our Frank Iasola to Kornheiser Wilbon, our relish to ketchup and mustard, and the loose leaf chew to our Zin and pouches, Mr. James Rehorn. Is that appropriate?
I don't understand any of those references.
But you're still there.
Yeah, what am I doing?
Just say, this has been Big Ben's two-minute drill. Go.
This is Big Ben's two-minute drill. Go.
All right. Down in Corvallis, the Beavs didn't have a chance. They didn't strike until the third quarter. Salvin Ahmad ran for a career-high 175.4 yards and two touchdowns. The chainsaw was silent throughout the Friday night game. Unfortunately for the Beavs, as they fall to 4-5, the Dogs become bowl eligible at 6-4. Montlake Jake's still U District Jake, looking to rebound here this next week and retain his name as Montlake Jake. Down in, out in Boulder, Colorado, we had the Buffs pull one off to go to 4-6, beat Stanford 13-16 in a snoozer, only two TDs in the game, the rest field goals. Not much more we could say about that one. Again, it was a coin flip last week. I believe I took the Cardinal due to tails. USC pulls off one, becomes bowl eligible, 31-6. Put us up 28 points in the first quarter. Big Herm suffers a loss, spindles down to 5-4. Once ranked, Big Herm's looking for answers here. I had the theory that if ASU won, Big Herm would just take Mr. Helton's job. That didn't happen. Helton's hot tub is safe. He's out of the hot tub potentially, depending on what the new AD looks at. And then the tragic loss, California, 33-13 fourth quarter points to beat the Cougs. Devin Modster, who hadn't showed anything up until this date, WSU defense, lack of tackling, lack of secondary, just lack of overall football prowess, acumen, want, wherewithal. Mike Leach called his captains, his players, frauds potentially. It's a down season for the Cougs. California goes to 5-4, UW 4-5. Cal wins 33-20, and that's Big Ben's two-minute recap. Boom. All right, you're back, Rehorn. Week 12?
I'm back. Week 12.
Got a full slate of games.
You got just a couple, is it just UW and Colorado on bye?
Just UW and Colorado on bye. So five games. Earliest starts at 1:30, then you got Pac-12 after dark in Berkeley. That ought to be fun. But I'm taking notes, making sure I understand or know who you pick. You are picking on behalf of Kyle. I think I still lead him overall. He's never caught me. I think I've won the last 3 years in the way I pick him. But
start doing.
I'll lead here.
Game day.
What's that?
Start doing guest pickers like on game day.
I know. We had Brooke last week. I got to figure. I think he picked LSU over Alabama. So that was a good pick by him. But we have you this time. The relish to the mustard and ketchup. All right. I'll kick it off here. So at Martin Stadium, we got a day game. It is Dad's Weekend. And if you've ever been to a Dad's Weekend, about half the dads actually make it to the game. Since it's a 1:30 kick, I'll give it a 75% chance that a dad makes it to the game, or 75% of the dads attending make it to the game. After that, they'll be partying at the Coug, Shakers, Valhalla. Stanford 4-5 coming off a loss to the Buffs. WSU, if they want to become bowl eligible, must have this win, in my opinion. The Apple Cup is always a coin flip, but judging by historical evidence, hasn't been great for them. You can't count on a win there, so they need this one in Pullman. Tickets are low. Ooh, dad weekend. Tickets up to $85 to get in the door. Cougs are favored by 11, over under at 63.5. AccuWeather has us at 51 degrees.
You even got to think about this one?
I'll take the Cougs. You know what? I think it's going to be a tragedy game. I don't know if we hit the over-under. I'll go 31-21 for 52. Won't make the over, but and we don't cover. But we win. How about that?
Yeah, I agree. Cougs win, don't cover. They'll bounce back. I mean, I don't know that, or they just go nuts. And I feel like that's what we seem to do, is they'll just go off and crush some team out of nowhere and be like, oh, wow, where was that last week? But Cougs win.
Cougs win. All right. 4:30 kick at Research Stadium, as Brooke put it, Potato Salad Stadium down in Corvallis. It's going to be a little bit sunnier down there. Come kickoff, 57 degrees. Tickets as low as $13. So for a case of beer, you can get in the door. Arizona State's favored by 2.5 away, so it's 5 points, over under 56.5. Arizona State coming off a loss last week to USC. Oregon State got kicked in the junk by UW. This is on FS1. Whew. You know what? I think the Beavs have already overachieved. Most had them at maybe 3 wins this season. It's been a win for them. ASU, I think, wants to fight to get bowl eligible. Big Herm will put that. He wants another bowl win for himself. So I got Arizona State winning. They cover. I think that I'd go 24-17. ASU wins.
I would agree. I think after watching that 24-7 on HBO with Herm the week we played the Cougs, I fell in love with Herm. I think I'm picking Herm every week, just on that alone.
What made you fall in love with him?
ASU, before going into it, I just thought he was a crazy old man and just didn't know what he was doing anymore. But watching it, he's got nothing but like former NFL Hall of Famers on his staff, and he seems like a fun coach to play for. I think he's doing a great job down there with recruiting and a lot of other things. I think. I think ASU covers big. I think the 2.5 point spread, I mean, clearly the odds makers know a lot more than me, but I think ASU covers big.
Do you want to make a bold prediction about the future of ASU?
I don't, I don't.
Wait, you just said you were enamored. It's like the equivalent of saying you're enamored.
Yeah, as long as he's there, someone could give him another job in the next couple of years.
Very true. I thought if he beat Helton, then he'd just take his job. So I agree with you there. But ASU is attractive. I mean, the guy's retired. He's probably a talking stick, right? Like, well, where would you want another job if you're Herman?
Yeah. I mean, it seems like it would be an ideal place to, yeah, I don't know. ASU, I think, is my second favorite team in the Pac-12. So
I would not leave. Him and Marvin Lewis are teeing it up at Wecopah after practice. Let's be honest. Big Herm's got the life. All right.
Walking the course, carrying their own bags.
5 p.m. kick. Another home game for Utah. Funny. Rice-Eccles Stadium, 4-5 UCLA. Some could say they've overachieved. Some would say they haven't lived up to what Chip Kelly promised when he became the coach of the Bruins. Number 7, Utah, 8-1, probably with the most, I would say, the best defense in the Pac-12. Love to hear your comments, James. Utah is a 21.5-point favorite with the over-under at 52. Whew. They're just going to shut out UCLA. DTR is going to be on his back the entire game. That's what that tells me. You can get in the door for $37. It's going to be 54 degrees. On Fox. Gosh, I don't know if this is a trap game for Utah, but I mean,
they're not going to lose that game. Utah's going to win, but that 21-point spread's a little aggressive.
That is a little aggressive, right? I think here's why I agree with you, and here's why I say that. Now, their next three opponents are UCLA, Arizona, and Colorado, all fledging. The worst, you could say, the worst three teams in that division, essentially. But I could see them resting their players down the stretch here in the second half. That's why I think they're not going to cover that 21.5-point spread. So I agree with you. I got the Utes probably in a something like a 24-7 win.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, definitely going Utah. I think UCLA is. I mean, I don't know. I'm scarred from that Cougs game, so I won't talk anymore about that.
It's funny how the Pac-12 works, right? Kyle talks cannibalism, but every week it's a little different. All right. At Autzen, Arizona comes in to face number 6 Oregon. Who's your favorite coach in the Pac-12 outside of Leach? This is a loopy question.
You got to ask that after 2 picks ago?
Okay. Who's your third favorite coach?
Third favorite coach? I like someone. I like someone a lot.
Just because of the visor?
Yeah, and I feel like he did a pretty solid job at A&M, and they just got rid of him and didn't really upgrade. I feel like he hasn't been treated fairly, and I feel like he just seems like a good dude and a good coach.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm on the crystal ball train. I saw him interview yesterday on ESPN. The guy is solid. Guy I'd want to play for. He's got the Ducks rolling after their loss against Auburn. On ESPN, tickets are only $20 to get in the door. A little cold. People may not want to come watch Oregon beat up on Arizona. They're a 27.5-point favorite. It's a tough game. Do you ever notice when the Dogs or Cougs go south, meaning down to Arizona, during a given time, they have a tough time? I think anytime the Arizona teams come north to play any of the North Division teams, they have a tough time. That makes sense.
But
no direct flights from Tucson to Eugene, that's for sure.
I mean, they're not flying commercial.
You don't think so?
No, you don't load like 100 guys onto an airplane. They fly, you know, the Alaska Airlines planes, but they charter their specific flights.
So you're saying
the Cougs are transferring in Seattle on the way to any road and just unloading 100 people off of the plane. They don't know. It probably takes them 2 planes to get everyone there.
I saw Leach at Anthony's the other weekend, wondering what he was doing there. I mean, this is an easy one, in my opinion. Oregon, I don't know if they cover 28 again, going back to the Utah thing, but it's at home. Arizona's lost 4 straight. I mean, this is pretty straightforward. It might be chalk all week, but I'll take Oregon, without a doubt. I could these picks with their eyes closed. Unfortunately, James, this isn't too interesting for you.
Yeah, I gotta go Oregon here. Not really a discussion on that one.
All right, last game of the night, Pac-12 after dark, down in Berkeley. You gonna go? Have you gone to any games not involving the Cougs to like? When they're at Stanford or Cal?
I've gone to a few Husky games. Obviously cheering for the opposing team. But that's it. No, I don't just go to random. I'm not going to go to a Cal USC game. I don't care.
I mean, you're married too, so the tailgates wouldn't be that fun. But I mean, I guess you've lived in San Francisco long enough to kind of be hardened around that stuff. There's a lot of stuff going on that you don't really care about. All right, so 8 p.m. kick, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. No way anyone's going to watch this on the East Coast, nor do they really care. But USC 6-4 bowl eligible. Slovis is coming around for the Trojans. Cal, their win over the Cougs. Wilcox figured something out. Pretty easy to scheme against Leach this time of year. No offense, Mr. Rehorn, but when your playbook looks like a receipt from Walgreens, it's pretty easy. No disrespect to Mr. Leach, but here's what I see happening here. You got an offense that's rebounding. Like I said, went over USC or ASU last week for Big Herm, or Helton over Big Herm. Slovis is rounding out. They had a loss at Oregon, two wins against Arizona and Colorado before that. USC, I don't know. They're currently one game behind Utah. I don't see Utah slipping up, but nor do I see USC slipping up in this game. I think they got Cal. Wilcox could. He's got a defense that's pretty formidable, but I don't think they have the athletes to keep up with USC's wide receivers. So I got USC 24, Cal 17. I was hoping you'd give me "now that's where you're wrong, my friend," or something.
Like, SC's favored by 6. They probably will win. They should win. But just so that we don't have all the same picks, I'm going to go Cal. I say they come off of, they get some confidence after that big win last week. USC's got 4 losses. They, they're beatable. They're not. Why not? Let's go Cal. Let's get an upset pick in there somewhere.
Okay. Deal. Take it to the bank. Are you going to bet these real time? A little parlay?
If I'm going to bet anything, I'd bet ASU to cover. That's probably, I would say, the safest bet on there. I don't touch the Cougs because they'll always find a way to screw you no matter how you bet them. The other two spreads are so ridiculous that it's scary. USC Cal again, like USC probably should easily cover, but I'm going Cal just because why not?
All right, that's your Pac-12 pick'em. Mr. Rehorn stepping in for K Wynn, Big Ben. We'll come back next couple episodes. We'll round out Pac-12. What's the bowl season look like? The awards, it's the dog days of November, I'd say, in Pac-12 football, where, people are watching the Oregon-Utah games. But with the parity that's happening right now in the Pac-12, you got only four teams bowl eligible at this point in the dogs, USC, Utah, and Oregon. The rest of the teams are theoretically all in striking distance of becoming bowl eligible. So that's maybe a storyline through these next few weeks. But Mr. Rehorn, thanks for joining us. WST.
Nope. Thanks for having me.
Any parting words?
Go Cougs.
Boom. WST_podcast on social media, Twitter and Instagram. If you want to catch us on anywhere you get your podcast, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Spotify, Apple iTunes, we're international. K Wynn's international. If you see anything on Instagram or Twitter from him, keep up. Big Ben.